You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World right here on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happiness. Our number, if you want to give us a call tonight, is 562-912-3444. You can always email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Once again, if you want to give us a call, that number is 562-912-3444. Now just sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Another edition of Swoop's World Primetime, Thursday, July 11th, 2013. How's it going, Peter?
Going all right.
Looking forward to talking to our guest today. Our guest today is psychic medium Christine Korda. She'll be returning to the show, and we've talked to Christine, it's been a couple years now, hasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Look forward to talking to her. She's always extremely interesting, and I always have a good time with her. I've been on her show a couple times, and actually I'm going to be a guest on her show again next week.
So,
I'm just happy to have a chance to talk to her tonight, today, man. Last night was a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah, went well. Call in from AD. That's always exciting.
It's always good times when Anthony Davis calls into the show. And like we always say, he's got an opinion about everything and not afraid to share.
Not afraid to share.
And that was good. So all of our shows are always in the archives right here at swoopsworld.com. You can also download them for free from iTunes at the Swoop's World page there. And if you go there and you enjoy the show, leave us a rating, huh?
Rating. Preferably a positive one.
A positive rating review.
But, you know, do what you got to do.
Exactly. We enjoy them all. So all of it helps out the show and helps us do what we do. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get Christine on the line and get this started, because we don't want to wait too long, and we're going to be able to enjoy as much as we can with Christine. So you listen to Swoop's World on the Talk Story Radio Network. I'm going to take a quick break. Listen to Chris Anderson Band, or the Chris Anderson Group. This is called Blue Collar Blues, and we'll be right back.
I can't spare another.
Radio.
Hi, my name is Brett Michelle. I'm a singer-songwriter based in Los Angeles. Why don't you sit back, grab a cold beer, and listen in, because you're listening to Swoop's World.
The world spins before my eyes. One wrong turn, I'm left behind.
And welcome back to Swoop's World on the Talk Story Radio Network.
Under my skin.
We're happy to have as our guest today Christine Korda, psychic medium and a good friend of the show. Welcome back to the show, Christine.
Hello, guys. How you doing? Thank you so much for having me back.
It's always a pleasure. Now
it's only been three.
What's that?
Only been 3 years, but you know, who's counting?
Exactly.
Just kidding.
It's let's just let our listeners know. Christine has her own radio talk show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. It's Kiss Me, I'm Psychic, the Psychic View. Did I get that right?
Yep. Kiss Me, I'm Psychic, Psychic View. Yeah.
Excellent. And you do readings and all kinds of great stuff. But for the listeners who don't know who you are and haven't heard you before, tell us a little bit about yourself, just a little bit of background, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, well, I'm Christine Korda. I have been doing radio since about 2010, and I have bounced around. My dream was always to do radio. I've bounced around from one internet station to another. Not that that's a bad thing. don't get me wrong. That's not a bad thing. Just, you know, trying to find my demographic, I guess, you know. And I've always been psychic. I've always been a medium. I had some negative haunting go on in my childhood. It was of a demonic nature. Received an exorcism in the 90s. Worked like a charm, let me tell you. And, and I just actually, from that, I discovered how to empower myself and deal with the spiritual world, which is very, very real. I like long walks on the beach and puppies, cats. So I do my show to try to help people to connect with their own powers. You know, the powers that God, I believe that God has given all of us.
Right. You know, there's a lot of interesting things, and I know that your show at times has covered a lot of different things that are some of the paranormal nature also. But, you know, one of the things that always comes up, I think, when you start talking about mediums and readings and things like that, and, I've heard you say, matter of fact, recently, you had a guest on, I believe you were talking about wizardry, and how does that conflict at times? Because you talk about you being raised a Christian, and sometimes people have those conflicts, and Is it because of the wording? If you call something wizardry, or you call something psychic, or how does one deal with that and have a certain faith at times too?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Wow, that is such a good question. Let me try to find a good answer for that, because that's something that I struggled with, and I know that many other people struggle with. I have a very close friend of mine, and if you want to go over to. I'm sorry, can I say go over to my radio show on Blog Talk?
Oh, yeah, of course.
her name is Dawn, and she's a very devout Christian. And me and her have been very good friends for years now. Gosh, I don't even want to say it's going on 10 years. We were like teenagers, you know. But and she's a very devout Christian, and we have agreed to just accept the fact that there are just some belief systems that are not for other people. And wizardry, if you look into wizardry, because Stanley Stewart is also a friend of mine from the UK, and I am in his school of wizardry, uh-huh. Modern wizardry. And if you read about wizardry, just about the genuine thing, not what other people want to make money off of or want to scare people off of, it's basically the same thing. They would call God the One, or they might call, you know, they might call spirit or something like that. So I think a lot of times semantics do get in the way.
Right.
And what you might call, and I, you know, what about Jesus? I love Jesus. I pray to Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus. Judgments of other people are always going to be there. So you have to find what's in your heart until you can deal with what's outside of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And when we find the love in our heart for every person in the world, or most of them, as much as we possibly can, then God will follow, you know? But yeah, it does. It gets. I get an email at least once a day saying that I'm going to hell, and here's why, you know. I send them back a map of directions they can follow, you know.
But. Well, let's go back to when you were young. When did you first realize that you had the ability you had the psychic ability?
Yeah, when I was about two or three, it probably more like three. That's as long back as I can remember. Me and my brother, we lived in New York. We lived in a house; it was a rental, and you know how little kids, they get up at the crack of dawn and or 4 o'clock in the morning, which isn't even dawn. And that was us. We went downstairs, and I don't even remember what we were doing, but I remember that we saw this woman in the kitchen. I don't know if my brother saw her. He may have just seen, and I saw her come into the kitchen. She was like upset. She looked like she had been crying or was crying. And she went over to the phone. My brother said to me, quick, hide under the table. And he was talking to me about, oh, let's make believe it's Casper. Look, it's Casper, because he was scared. And I was like dumb. I was too dumb to be scared. But I think because I saw her that she didn't scare me, because to me it just looked like somebody was standing there. I didn't know who she was, but, you know, whatever, you know. Right. And she picked up the phone, but when she picked up the phone, she disappeared. But the phone kept floating. The phone was floating, and, you know, back in the days when they actually had a cord on the phone.
Right.
And it stretched out through the kitchen. And I usually tell that story because people say to me, yeah, you're full of crap or you're nuts or whatever. But I distinctly remember that. And it never occurred to me that anything like that was different or unusual or evil or anything like that. When I got older and entered into the church, I was brought up by people who were not into, they were very anti-religious. And, when I came over to the Christian church, the Catholic church, it was terrible. It was really a shame because they kind of dissuaded me from that,
right.
From seeing that. Everything that I saw, according to them, was the devil or demons or whatever. So that's when it started. And ever since then, it's just been, you know, all fun from there.
When did you realize you had the ability to do readings for people?
Oh, wow, always. Literally always. I can remember in my childhood, of course, oh, there's a puppy. See, I knew there was a dog. That's very psychic. When I was a child, they used to ask me things, and I would, I just would know things. When anyone died, right before anybody died in my family, usually 99% of the time or maybe 95% of the time, I would dream of it. Somehow see them in a dream for literally every single person that died when I was younger. My cousin died. He was very, very young. My uncle, my grandparents, all of them, except for my Italian grandmother, but I think because she didn't want me to look. I don't know. And I saw literally every single one. So people would come up to me. They would ask me things, but they would kind of be like, oh, tongue in cheek, you know, because if I say to you, hey, Peter, I'm talking to Peter now. Hey, Peter, you know what? I know you don't believe in me, but I'm going to tell you, you got to know what I see in your future. There's always that element of belief that people, oh, really? I don't believe in you, but I want to know what you see in my future. You know, so there's always that little, and I'm not trying to harass you or anything. I'm just saying that's how my family was, you know?
Right. When you have something like that when you're young, and you know how kids can be and stuff like that, and word kind of gets out and stuff like that, you know, in the neighborhood and stuff. Did you have kids that kind of made fun of you or teased you, or did they come to you with their problems? Was it a little bit of everything?
Excuse me. You know what? I was fat, and I was kind of frumpy looking, you know, and I should say overweight. I don't mean to be offensive. So I had a very abusive childhood. Kids usually did not, little kids were always drawn to me. When I was like 10, like 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds were very drawn to me. That's interesting. I remember that distinctly. I would work with children a lot.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, I don't remember anyone doing that. We used to do seances. We used to do seances at a friend of ours' house in the summer in the basement. And, of course, they would have me leading it. You know, I don't know if there was a sense of that or if they just wanted to throw me to the wolves, you know. I think it was probably throwing me to the wolves. You know, they figured I couldn't run as fast, so, you know, they put me in front.
Well, you know that old joke. There's two people walking through the woods, and he said, you know, if we come across a bear, we'll have to outrun the bear. And the one guy says, I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
There you go. That's true. That's pretty much what it was. But yeah, I mean, like the man that I was with for years and you know, I used to tell him, I kid you not, I used to tell him every single time when his car was going to break down. And every single time he wouldn't listen to me, you know, every single time. So, you know, people say to me, well, why can't you tell us when this is going to happen? I can say, yes, I can tell you when it's going to happen, but I can't tell you to listen. I can't make you listen.
Right.
You know, but I don't remember kids. Not really. My brother did. My brother always knew.
Yeah.
And my mother knew.
Did your mother accept it? Because a lot of times, you know, we hear stories a lot of times that kids sense things, kids see things and understand things because they're so young and they haven't been persuaded one way or the other.
Right.
But then the adults either don't believe them or try to dissuade them from those feelings or those beliefs. Did your mom support? She understood that you felt this way. Did she support it and accept it, or how was her response to it?
My mother had like two or three aunts who used to be psychic, very, very psychic, and they would actually read tea leaves and whatever they did. I would imagine something like tarot cards, I'm not sure. So she knew that it existed.
Yeah.
She would say things, and yeah, she did know. I had an abusive upbringing. They were spiritually, they were not well. And, you know, there was a lot of haunting going on in my childhood home. There was a lot of things with what I would term as demonic beings. And so it wasn't really something that we ever got to sit down and talk about. And as I'm getting older, I can look back and I can say, well, you know, when people say, well, that's because you're psychic, Christine, you're bringing the demons out. But the thing when you meditate and you pray, and I don't want demons in my life, I'm not trying to bring them, you realize that maybe it's not because those gifts are demonic. Maybe it's because the demonic beings see the gift and they don't want you using it. Right. And I started to look at it. And my mother always knew, but she was not unsupportive, but she always told me, hey, don't hang your shingle out, you know? Pretty much.
yeah,
blend in.
You can see that from a mom's point of view, though,
yeah.
Perhaps. I don't know your mom, but, you know, like a mom might want you to blend in just to be, you know.
Accepted.
Yeah, because
yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a good thing, I mean, in the long run, but I mean, you know, parents don't always do that for the right reason, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I was a child of the 70s and a little bit into the 80s, so there wasn't that many. I mean, now you have a paranormal show on every channel in every shape and form, psychic this, psychic that, psychic the other thing, so it was not as mainstream as it is now, you know?
Right. You know, you bring that up. During the 70s, a lot you heard about the, not necessarily psychics and stuff, but you heard about TM and, and things like that. So meditation was a big part of the 70s. And from, you know, from knowing you and listening to you and reading your postings and stuff, meditation is a big part of what you do also. So it kind of blended in, right?
TM, I never practiced TM. Meditation, if people look at the Christians, I think they would be Christian mystics. Yes, it does blend in. Do you want to know how? I'm not really sure I can explain that.
Well, let's talk about, you know, I know that daily you do readings and people can call you for readings and things like that. What are generally, you know, I know we can go basically... what do you call it? Doctor-patient confidentiality here. But basically, what kind of things are people calling you for in general? And what do they expect to get out of it?
Men and women. Pretty much. Relationship issues. Those are the hardest things to decipher in our personal lives.
Yeah.
I have been a doof-tard with my choices in men for the last 20 years. Go figure, you know? But I think because you're so close to the, what is it? You're so close to the forest, you can't see the trees. You're so close to the pig stuff, you can't see the dicks. I'm sorry. I gotta say that. I'm so sorry. I don't want to impress anyone here. But, you know, something like that, I forget. I'm sorry about that, guys. But yeah, no problem. People will come to me and they will come with pictures and, you know, should I stay with him? Should I go? Because it's a personal thing.
Right.
And do I tell them? Oh, wow. Sometimes I have a lot of people who come to me who are very abused.
Yeah.
They're being very abused. And the thing that I'm learning is that you can't be a psychic. This is going to sound really dumb. When you're psychic and you have those abilities, you have to maintain an extreme amount of ethics. And you cannot do anything for the money of it. You know, and I've bounced around with different fees and different. I was doing it for nothing for some long period of time. Now I figure I charge for my time, not for my gift. It's a very, very iffy situation. But, you know, you have to be able to tell people what's healthy and good for them, not just what they want to hear or not just to impress them or to try to make them seem, oh, look at Christine really knows this. You know, sometimes the people who come to you shouldn't know what you know, you know.
Right.
And so when you are giving them advice, what is it you're seeing? You're seeing something, and you're seeing their future. You're seeing what is it exactly? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? That question?
Yes, it does make sense. And when you see someone's future, you can see what. I'm not a prophet. Let's make the distinction. There are people who are prophets who really can. Here you go. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. There's only a couple things I've ever seen. And that was one of them was Sandra Bullock's divorce. I don't know why. I can't imagine why I would have seen that like a year or so before it happened. Other than that, you can see different paths that they can make choices. And they choose, and what they choose determines where they're going to head, where the things are going to go, what future is going to happen. I don't ever tell people I see your future. I see what could happen, and that's based on the intuition that I have for their life now. There are times that I see things about people that there's really no way that I should know it.
Right.
But for the most part, I try to keep it at, here's what I feel about this person in your life. If they're sincere, if they're hurting you, what you can do in your life to better the way that you connect with other people in your life. So it's sort of more spiritual direction, I like to think, than psychic. Psychic is like a four-letter word. It's not. I know that. I did get my GED. I'm good. But it is. It's like you hear the word psychic and you see.
We got a loud day.
Yeah, we do have a lot of stuff going on today.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Are you still there?
I am here. What?
I bet you sensed an emergency.
No.
You know, I have a question that I notice that, like, a lot of times on the Facebook page, your psychic Facebook page, people will post pictures, and sometimes it'll be a picture, and they'll say something like, "Does anybody see anything here?" And other times it'll be a picture of a person who's either missing or recently passed away, and they're searching for something in those cases also. When let's start with the first one. When people post a picture, and to me it's just a picture of something, or maybe it's some shadows or lights or something, and they say, "Do you see anything here?" What is it you do with that? I mean, or do you get a feeling? Do you actually visually see something? How does that work?
Swoop and Peter, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys play music? Ever try to play music? Do you play music by ear? You must if you play music.
Yeah, not real well.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
We make noise.
Yeah.
Okay. More accurate than music.
Yeah.
Music sounds like it's organized and you know what you're doing. We just tend to make noise. But we try.
It's like playing music by ear.
Yeah.
You don't know how you know, but you know.
Right.
And that's how I do it. And I do not know how I do it. Sometimes it really bothers me. There was a woman, and I'm not going to get into details, who came to me, really stuck with me. And she came in with her daughter. I was flustered. I don't like to do the medium side of my readings.
Yeah.
It makes me very nervous. I don't like to do it. I don't like when there's dead people around. I don't like when they're standing there and all the hair on my arm goes up. It's a very uncomfortable feeling. It's not like Ghost Whisperer and I'm like all teary and everything. I'm like, oh shit, go away. You know, I have names of psychics I send them to. I'm like, here, go see this one. They want to see you. And this woman comes in and the first thing out of my mouth literally was her son's name. And her son had passed away not even a year prior.
Wow.
And he came in, he was standing there, and I was talking with him about certain issues in her life that she really needed to hear. And so I guess that's I know that didn't answer your question, and I'm sorry. To find out what's unseen to most, or people that don't want to look, is basically, that's the way I put it.
Right.
And maybe to help them to find closure, especially with children who have passed away. So that's what I try to do with hauntings and stuff like that. I don't see things in pictures like other people do.
Right.
I feel things off of pictures. People will bring me pictures of their family members when they come to read with me. And usually I'll just, all of a sudden, someone will jump out at me. The other day I did a reading and I all these people were in the picture. And all the time I'm thinking, I can't do this. This is too much. I'm not really real. I need a pill. And it's always second guessing because it's not really that accepted. I picked up everything to the point where people are in tears. And then I'm in tears because I'm like, I don't want to hurt anybody. So how do I do it? I don't. It's like playing music by ear. That's what it is for me. But it isn't a game. I don't do it to try to find things. I don't do it to try to see if there's a ghost in the house.
Right.
I pray every day and I say, please God, I'm, you know, there but for the grace of you go I. I don't want to hurt anybody. Please don't let me hurt anybody. Just let me do good things with what you've given me. And it the pictures, sometimes I see things, other times not so much.
How do you maintain your own well-being? Because obviously people are coming to you with, you know, pretty much huge life questions or huge searching for answers to things that they feel that they've missed. And, you know, realistically, that's a lot of even if you don't feel something or you do are able to help them, that's still a lot of stress that's on you daily to help people. I mean, it's almost like being in an emergency room, you know, all day long. How do you maintain your own well-being?
Well, Swoop, you should know this. I'm bloody fucking crazy. I mean, seriously, it's like sometimes I'm just crazy, you know, and I will literally, excuse my language, I'm sorry about that. Flipping, I meant to say. No, seriously, I don't know.
Yeah.
I swim, for one thing. I really believe that I'm overweight, number one, because I eat too much, but number two, because of all the stress and the emotions that I take on. So I swim, I do walk as much as I can. Meditation is about the best thing that I can do in terms of that, and also grounding, you know, different little exercises that I do. But it does. Sometimes I'll just sit here and I'll just will cry and cry and cry. But then I think if I think, well, dear God, I'm just crying for those people. Please let it be some form of prayer, you know?
Right.
So that something will come of it. And I hate to say, I don't really want to sound dramatic, but it's very hard. I have two beautiful kids, and I spend time with them, but sometimes I just have to say, nope, can't do any readings today or this week or whatever. So it very much is like an emergency room. It really is.
Do things come to you when we know that you do readings, so people have come to you and they've asked for readings and things like that, but just in your daily walk about, the things come to you, the spirits approach you or whatnot, when you're really just kind of minding your own business?
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time. They're all over the place. That's why I think that I think we would all pretty much, years ago, I don't know how many years ago, I can't even begin to guess, it's like when we used to need our appendix, you know? We probably all used, we all used intuition, instincts, like,
right.
Forgive me, like animals. And so we got used to it. And then along the line, religion came along and said, no, no, no. Society came along and said, no, no, no. And we stopped having to rely on that because we became more informed, more advanced, if you want to call it advanced, in different ways. And so we stopped utilizing that skill. And I think that for people like cops or detectives or whatnot, or people who work in psychology, you do have more intuitive levels when you work in those fields than you do when you're not. But I think that they do, but they're always around. They don't come to me. They're just around.
Right.
You know, in general, they're around. And if you... There are times that somebody will come. There are people walk through the house. They'll come and wake me up. Talking to me, singing. I had one that was singing to me for 3 days.
Serenading.
I'm not going to say
serenade.
What, though. Serenading, yeah. And there's just, you know, touching and, you know, brushing up against my arm or whatever. But you have to say, hey, this is my house. Get out.
Yeah.
I don't want you in my... This is my time. It's nothing dramatic like on TV. It's just not like TV at all.
Well, that brings another question because... what happens with a lot of, you know, like you said, there are a lot of things you didn't see in the 70s and now you see now with the different shows and stuff. With readings and mediums and spirit guides and paranormal activity, it's big business now. You see it
yes.
on TV all the time. You hear things about it. How does that impact, because, you know, people have an idea of some things because of what they watch on TV and stuff like that. And then you have the people that will jump on the bandwagon, and it really it affects people like yourself that are out there trying to do good things. Have you experienced I don't know what you want to call it, charlatans along the way?
There are, yes, there are, and it's hard because you know when they're charlatans, they're going to get the most attention.
Yeah.
I like the Long Island medium. I really believe that she is real. I believe that she's maintaining a really decent standard of work, you know, of work ethic, I guess is what you could call it, or just ethical, I guess. I've been approached 3 times. There's most of the time I've been approached by people who want to do something with my background in terms of like those TV shows that talk about people's hauntings and this, that, and the other thing. And oh my God, it's so tempting. You know, because I'm pretty much, I mean, I'm not rich, you know, I am not rich at all. I mean, and I'm still probably one of the lowest charging psychics that are out there, you know, but you can't, you know, you can't milk people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So yeah, there's just shows that I watch and I think, well, God bless them. You know, it's usually not the psychic though. It's usually the producers, the writers, the people who are behind it that, you know, they're getting a paycheck from that, so they want it to be on as long as possible.
Right.
And then when you get under contract with somebody, you know, you got to do what they tell you to do. So there's a lot of people who are well-meaning. They're very well-meaning, and they get the shaft because they're out in front, and the people are behind them are going, come on, get the paycheck for me. I got kids and dental bills and all this. And they're going out, and they're just giving anything. So you can't really hold people to task for that.
Right.
I could mention a few, but I think I won't. You know, there's people who get attacked in the media for giving false information or information that wasn't true, and it's tragic. But if could just look and see the whole story, they would understand. Because I think most of us and most of the people who are judging, and I'm not saying you guys are, but I see these long, oh my God, these long things on Facebook, and I'm like, why am I on Facebook? I feel like I'm in high school, for crying out loud. You know, this one did this, and that one did that, and I'm like, oh, shut up, you know? And they'll go on about psychics who give wrong information, and nanner, nanner, nanner. And I'm like, I guarantee you if they were offered money, $5,000, whatever it was, a week, or whatever those people are getting, they wouldn't care. They would go do it. They wouldn't have any ethics, you know?
Well, you know, the thing is I don't think anybody does anything 100% of the time either. So
no, I don't. I agree.
Yeah, you know, if you you know, you have a friend or a relative, somebody you care about, who says, "Christine, I need to find somebody to do a reading for me." What, you know, and you're not going to do it, there's nobody out there that you know that you can recommend. How would you tell them to go about picking out somebody that they feel comfortable with?
Okay, there's a few things. Don't give them information. When people sit down with me, I don't look at them. And they're like, what, am I ugly? I say, no, you're not ugly. I don't want to look at... Don't give them information. Don't even give them information from your face.
Right.
Because people can pick up on stuff even without knowing it. We can pick up on stuff. Even we're just good observers. So don't give them your information. Don't give them anything like that. You can give them generalities, stuff like that. People who charge $500 a half an hour or some ungodly amount, don't go to a 900 number. Don't go to an 800 number. You can usually tell.
Yeah.
You can usually tell. Because you know what? If somebody's going to come to me and they're dead, if they don't know their name, if they're going to try to throw an initial at me, I'm like, sorry, but you're going to either, if you can throw me a J, you're going to throw me the whole name. You know what I'm saying? And that's just like, duh. You know, so when you see these people saying, I get an M name, oh, come on. If you get the M, you get the whole name. Otherwise, right. I don't want to hear about it. And I'm sorry. I don't mean to be mean, but it seems reasonable to say that, you know.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. And yeah, if you were going to ask me if I ever work with law enforcement officials, yes, I have. No, I don't like to, and I don't really publicize it, even though I just did. But I really don't do it much anymore.
Yeah. Well,
because that does happen.
Yeah. There's so many different, I guess you call them styles of people who do reading. I mean, like you mentioned earlier, tarot cards.
Right.
And tea leaves and all these different things, is that based on different histories, or is one better than the other? Is it everybody comes to this in different, you know, comes to it from a different background? What is the difference between all the different styles, and or is one better than the other?
Probably cultures are the difference in the usage of things. Tarot cards were probably more. I think that tarot cards were about maybe a little bit over 500 years ago, and they came from Italy. And I think that they were used as a game. They were called triumphs. I think triumph. So then they can't leave it to the Italians. I mean, I'm half Italian. You know, they eat tongue and they'll look at the water for anything information. I don't know what that noise is, but
that's a jet.
Yeah. Gosh, where are you taking a trip
path.
There?
We're right the flight path when they take off.
Oh wow! All the time?
Yeah, it's just more so during the day than it is at night, so during certain times of year than it is. It changes. Like today's a busy day.
Today's a busy day, and then it's overcast here, so it's always louder when it's overcast.
Yeah.
I guess so. Wow, that would be hard to deal with.
It's amazing what you can get used to.
Yeah. But they come from, you know, that comes from Italy. I think that there's a fear about tarot cards or runes or anything like I Ching or Yu Ching coin. You know, they can flip. You can flip coins. You can also look in the Bible. They call it bibliomancy. And that's when you just turn a page and you say, Dear God, speak to me. And you open up the page and then there's the words. So there's different ways to do that. The original question was, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, or some more, I don't know, more accurate than the others. We've heard people talk about numerology also. And so, you know, there's all these different styles of, I guess you call it styles, right? During, you know, reading futures or you know, working as a medium, and I was just wondering, you know, basically, I know a lot of it is cultural, but when you start talking about accuracy, or you just unplugged me.
Oh no!
You know what, Christine? We had a little thing here. I'm gonna go to a quick break and then come back and we'll finish up. Does that work? I think she got cut off too. Listen to Swooster on the Primetime. Swooster on Primetime on the Talk Story Radio Network. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Christine Korda. Back
when they found you, Nick Drake. You were never too awake. You're forever 20.
Christine, you back?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. It's no problem.
Yeah. So I think the question was, with all the, you know, the different styles, is it something that just fits an individual better, or is one style or modus operandi more accurate than the others, or is it just something different people are comfortable with different types of readings?
I think that that would fall into the category of energy. I think that there's certain things that, for me, the tarot cards for me help me to take the brunt off of my own abilities. Because when I'm reading somebody, I'm poking around and I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm just using another sense. And sometimes it can be very, very tiring. So when I use the cards, I use the cards as to say, what's the energy of the other person? What are they feeling? What are they looking for? As far as, I think the thing that I would put the most confidence in terms of that is astrology. If somebody's a really good astrologer, I think that really, historically and biblically and all that, astrology was used heavily in biblical times, and then they kind of, you know, dwindled it out because they don't want people to have knowledge. That's what it is. The religions don't want people to have knowledge. They want people to be afraid and reliant on them so they can control them. But I think for me, I don't do astrology, but I think that's what I would depend on. I use tarot cards. I don't read them from a book perspective. I read them from an intuitive perspective. But yeah, I think that goes with the person who's reading as well as the person who's being read.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of negativity, it's not a good thing to do. You know, you're opening up a door, and if there's uglies around, they'll come in, you know?
If someone feels that they're in touch with their psychic abilities, or they feel that they have something that makes them feel that they have this ability, what would you recommend them do? If they want to, move forward with it, they want to learn more, they want to be able to help other people. You know, there's, I know it's like University of Phoenix or something, for class or something. How does somebody get started?
They might soon.
how do they take that and move forward with it?
Well, the first thing that we all need to know is that nobody's better than anybody else. And everyone has gifts, and everyone is gifted, you know. And so when you get to somebody and they say, well, I'm the only one who can do this, and I'm the only one who this, that, and the other thing. Just stay clear of that. Pray, I think, that find a spiritual base. Find a spiritual basis, you know, that you're comfortable with. And then meditation is very good, but to believe yourself. And if you have a kid or, a child or teenager who has psychic abilities, don't poo-poo them. You know, don't, because that's what causes people to retreat and to cover their gifts.
Yeah.
We pay attention to our physical health. I go to the YMCA every day, and floating around the pool for 2 hours trying to swim. You know, we pay attention to our physical, our mental, our education, all that other stuff. How many of us really pay attention to our spirituality? And I think that one of the things that would help us, not harm us, is to pursue psychic abilities, you know?
Right.
And just to believe that we have them, and to believe that we will be protected. That just because they look scary doesn't mean that God is going to allow the devil into everything.
Right.
You know, I think that's a big thing with people. You know, just pursue it. Be sincere. And you know what's a good thing to do? Just to start, like, looking at pictures. Look at pictures. Have people say, open a Facebook page and say you want to practice on pictures, and people will send you pictures in droves. And then see what you get. Like, if I sent you a picture right now, Swoop, and said, here, tell me what you feel about this person in this picture. And not what you think, but what you feel. What's the... Police do this. They get a sense. They build up their sense.
Right.
Because they have to. They have to use it to survive, you know, basically. And that's a good thing to start out with, you know. And it really is. And just because we should be empowering ourselves. We shouldn't be dependent on me or anybody else or just teaching and learning and teaching. That's what I say ultimately.
Well, you know, we tell people lots of times that you know, it's the same as saying you go with your gut. You know, if somebody walks in the room and you're creeped mm-hmm. out, and you don't know that you've ever met them and ever seen them, but there's something just not right.
Yep.
Go with your gut. Don't go home with that guy. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There you go. That's very true. Yeah. Alarm bells will go off.
Yeah.
And especially when you become a parent, and I'm not going to say when you become a mother, because it works the same way for men. You've noticed that probably feelings have been increased since you've become a parent.
Right.
You know, because it's that part of us that we have, but we feel like it's wrong. We feel like we can't do it, but we can do it. And that's, and you certainly can be a Christian and do that. You know, you can be a Christian. Dear Jesus, please lead me. I think in the Bible, they would call it a word of knowledge, discernment, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's no different whether you're a Christian or a pagan or a Wiccan or whatever. I mean, there probably is to a lot of people, you know. In the spiritual realm, there really isn't, right. You know.
You said you have two daughters. Either one of them have any of these abilities, and are they using them?
Both. My older daughter reads for people with me. And she's very, very well. She's very, very gifted, extremely gifted, has always been. Used to see the ghosts, doesn't so much anymore. My younger one, probably more so than I am. But she doesn't do anything for anybody. But I've taught her, teaching her very deep meditation and very deep breathing and how to put up a white light barrier so that nothing can bother her. Because she was very bothered for several years by things that were coming around, so... But you know, it was a chance for me the kids need to be empowered,
right?
You know, and yes, my daughter would like to do that, and you know, she does it very well. The little one, I don't think so much is gonna. I don't know yet. We have to see. You've met her on air, so
yeah.
Talk a mile a minute.
It's like every day's
like me.
Bring your kid to work day with Christine.
Yes, it is. Oh, they do my ads and everything. I mean, they're right there. But it gives them a little, you know, it empowers them too. If they could talk on air, they can give them confidence. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hide them. They're right. They're wonderful, great kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. These things are just wrapping up real quickly here. But tell us a little bit about your radio show and what people expect if they tune into Kiss Me, I'm Psychic and the Psychic V.
Honey, that depends on who's producing me at the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do.
Hell knows. I don't know. Where the hell? I don't know. What are we talking about? I don't know. No, I'm black. I'm black. I'm black on Blog Talk. I'm white on Blog Talk, too. I'm back on Blog Talk, and I'm sorry. I just realized what I just said. Oh, my God. I'm sorry about that. It was forget it now. I've ruined it. No, I'm on Blog Talk Radio again. I was... different places, but I'm doing Blog Talk and it's fun. I like to have guests, psychic guests and not psychic guests. I like to go into history. I like to go into cryptozoology, and I said that without saying it wrong, and that's exciting. What have we done? UFOs? Reincarnation? I mean, pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I started a little show now for Waterbury, Connecticut, news from Waterbury, Connecticut, and I'm excited about that, a little more political. But everything, pretty much. Authors, whoever wants to come on, as long as they talk well and, you know, they can carry a tune, so to speak.
Now, if people want to get a hold of you for readings or just to connect with you, how do they go about doing that?
My website is christinecorda.net. I think it's, I had to change. And how did that happen? I see that Peter... KissMeI'mPsychicWebs.com, but it's actually the domain is ChristineCorda.net, and that's my website. My number is 203-527-8528, and I'm on Twitter at KissMeI'mPsychic and at Blog Talk Radio at KissMeI'mPsychic Radio.
Excellent. And I know you're on Facebook, and you have the Psychic Facebook page, too, also.
Psychic Chat, as well as KissMeI'mPsychic Radio Show page.
Well, Christine, as always, it was a blast to have you on it as a guest again, and it's always great to talk to you, and I really want to thank you so much for joining us on Switch Rope.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and you're going to be on my show next Tuesday.
Tuesday at...
The 16th.
6:30 Eastern time, right?
Yes, that sounds right.
Well, I look forward to it, and then I have to answer all the questions.
There you go. And Peter, you're welcome to come on anytime.
All right, I might take you up on that.
Fun.
I don't know. We'll have to check. You know, I'm not the chatty one, as you probably know. I don't. You know, I can answer questions, but I'm not necessarily, you know.
Right. I get you.
Well, thanks so much,
right,
Christine.
Thank you so
have
much.
Have a wonderful day and try to stay cool.
Yeah.
You too.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Christine. Christine Korda, check her out on Kiss Me, I'm Psychic, The Psychic View on Blog Talk Radio and ChristineKorda.net. And it's always fun and interesting to talk to and chat with her because we always have a good time with her. So we're going to take our last quick break and come back and wrap things up. You're listening to Swoop Show on the Talk Story Radio Network, and we'll be back after this. And this is, who are we going to listen to? Brett Michelle. Show. John Gatti, listen to Swoop Show.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
This is Carrie Wade, and you're listening to Snoop's World.
Is it a constant spin? I ask as I begin to once again feel unsettled in my skin.
Welcome back to Snoop's World Primetime on the Talk Story Radio Network. Once again, we want to thank Christine Korda for joining us today. Like I said, we always have a blast talking to Christine, and I will be a guest on Christine's show on her Blog Talk Radio show on Tuesday the 16th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And,
you better put that in your calendar.
I already did, man, because you know me real well, don't you?
You'd be like watching TV or something.
Something I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah, it's 6:30 tonight. I'm going to be on a show.
Let me be the first time. Next week, Swoosh World Late Night, the Chris Anderson Group joins us right here at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, the Chris Anderson Group. And tell us a little about what they're going to be doing.
Right.
They're going to be performing at...
Performing. They're one of the bands performing at the Cypress Community Festival, which takes place July 27th at Oak Mill Park. That's 5700 Orange Avenue, 9 to 5. It's free. There's some other stuff that costs, like pancake breakfast and stuff like that. Looks like there'll be at least four bands, four performers, and they're one of them. And
we had the Altar Billies on last week.
Exactly, right. So should be a good... Should be, for those of you who are in the Orange County area and want something to do that
Orange
day.
County, California.
Yeah, Orange County, California, right. Yeah, I got to be. Might have some people in Orange County, Connecticut.
Yeah, Florida, New York.
Florida, there's one of those like almost everywhere.
Yeah.
And anyhow, so it should be good. For those of you who are interested, check it out.
Exactly. And next week, right here on Swoop's World Primetime, Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, comedian Jordan Pease will be in studio with us. So. He's a very, very funny guy, and we're happy to have him on the show. So we'll check him out next week. Anything going on, man? Anything?
No, I don't know what else I can think of here.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Well, that's going to do it for us. Everybody have a safe and wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourselves doing whatever it is you do. Once again, last chance to say thank you to Christine. And until next week, everybody have a safe, fun, cool weekend. See you then.
The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests
good day, y'all.
Do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.